Just wanted to mention that Bashar is from the refugee camp of Ain al-Hilwa in south of Lebanon. Most of you heard what happened there close to a month ago. In the news coverage here, if there were any news coverage, there were reported that there were 7 people that were killed and about 10 people injured. A lot of the Palestinian refugees here that come from Ain al-Hilwa spoke with their family there, and the actual numbers there on the ground is 20 people killed and dozens injured. And the political situation inside the camp is extremely difficult. You'll have to excuse me, I'm going to be reading this, something that I've prepared. And it's in relation to the right of return. At first sight, it may seem ironic, maybe, to some, that we are here demanding the right of return, and there are over 100 Palestinian refugees in Canada facing deportation who are demanding the right to stay in Canada. So who are the hypocrites here? Is it us, the academics, the activists, or is it the Palestinian refugees who are the hypocrites? I believe hypocrisy here does not lie in one or the other, but more so in the double standard policies that have dictated for the longest period the life and the lifelessness of the Palestinian refugees. I'll give a few stories, small stories. There's a story of Bilal, who is now stuck in the Ukraine. These are true stories. He hasn't spoken with his family for over 3 weeks. They are worried. They hope that all the jewelry they have sold, their life savings, are enough to last him during his trip. But Bilal is not a tourist in Ukraine. He's not on a school trip. Bilal is a Palestinian refugee from Burj al-Barajni who left his hopes in the alleyways of the refugee camps seeking reality. Then there's Ahmed, who's stuck in Canada. He's also a Palestinian refugee, but from Ain al-Hilwa. He's in hiding right now. Hiding from what? Hiding from an unpredictable future. In the coming month, he might still be in Canada, working, studying, dreaming, hoping, fighting for the right of return, or he might be deported. He might be kept stateless, with no future and no rights, only hearing of the right of return. So Bilal and Ahmed are seeking the reality that they have so often heard of, but never felt, the reality in which many around the world speak of them. Discuss them, their story, debate it, write it down, market it, and even sell it. They left the lifelessness of the refugee camps looking for their humanity, the humanity that many have gambled with. They hear of a right of return. But to where? To Palestine, their homeland, the land they grew to love, but not to know, the land they cultivated and never stepped foot on, the land of the history which defined their existence, but which they never experienced. But where in Palestine? 1967 or 1948? Yes, to 1948 Palestine. Let us not be afraid to say it. To Haifa, to Yaffa, and to Akka. But where in Haifa? But where in Haifa? To their house? To the house they left in 1948? Yes, to the very same house that was stolen and robbed. The very same house. And what if it was destroyed? Then they will rebuild it on the same spot the way that it was built in 1948. So their right of return, we say and we hear, is an inalienable and individual right. It cannot be compromised. It's a basic human right. There cannot be justice without the right of return. All of this sounds great. But what is the right of return? Is it mere words? Is it speeches such as the speech I'm giving right now? Is it text, a research paper? Is it a debate or a discussion? It's much more than that. It is life that cannot be denied. It is over 5 million lives that cannot be denied. It is a history, a struggle, a cause that cannot be denied. It is justice. But in fighting for this right, we should ask ourselves the question, are we denying life? Are we denying life for millions of refugees stuck in time and in space in the refugee prisons we all call camps? Are we denying a refugee's right to a decent life, a more secure life? I don't think we are, or we could not. The fight for the right of return should not exclude the right to a decent life. The opposite would be the definition given by politicians that have gambled with the humanity of the Palestinian refugees throughout their existence. Let us not gamble with this humanity. Let us not crush life to fight for a right. A right which cannot be exercised if there is no life to practice it. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the refugees in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Jordan, in Syria, but I'm also talking about the Palestinian refugees here in Canada that are facing deportations. The forgotten refugees who are sneaking across borders to find a space in which their humanity is no longer gambled with. Let us give the refugees their humanity back so they can fight for their right of return. It is first and foremost their fight. Not that of any government, political party, politician, NGO, or even grassroots organization. Let us support the refugees in this fight, and not fight without supporting the refugees. And I'm talking about the reality that now exists but is ignored. And I'm talking about the reality in which Bilal is lost in the Ukraine, and 8 of his friends are in prison right now. I am talking about the reality of over 100 Palestinian refugees facing deportation from Canada. Let us not deny them the right to life, as we support them in their right to return. We should break out of the belief that our own oppressors have implanted in us, the belief that a Palestinian refugee should live in horrible and inhumane conditions in refugee prisons with no civil rights and any basic human rights in order to preserve his or her right of return. This is sheer hypocrisy. How can we deny the basic human rights of the very same people, the Palestinian refugees, whose right of return we claim to fight for? However, there is a general and there is a real concern stemming from this enduring reality. First, it's important to highlight, for example, the major difference, for example, between what Canada has mentioned that we all know about, what Canada has so-called offered to the Palestinians, and what we are demanding from Canada. Canada, we're talking of a possible transfer of population in order to compromise the right of return. On the other hand, what we are asking for is the support and protection of refugees whose rights are being abused, including the right of return. Second, it is important for us to recognize the difficult reality that is affecting the lives of the young men of oppressed refugees we claim to fight for. Many refugees in Lebanon, predominantly young men, are desperately leaving the refugee camp seeking another refuge, this time one accompanied with security. Many have found refuge in other countries and more are looking for it. Many have gotten new nationalities. Hey, look at me. I am now a proud Canadian. Well, at least this is what my oppressor wants me to say. But in reality, I am first and foremost proud to be a Palestinian. But wow, we might say, it's scary. No more Palestinian refugees. They're all over the world now. In Sweden, in Canada, getting nationalities. Their refugee travel documents are expired. So what's left to fight for? Is this the end of the Palestinian cause? How can we speak of a right of return for refugees when they are no longer refugees? No. We are refugees from Palestine. We define who we are. Palestinian stateless refugees. We do not take the UN definition. We do not take the US definition. We do not take the Israeli definition. We let our hearts, our history, our roots, and our struggle define it. This is a continuation of the struggle. 55 years have passed. We still have all our life. I know I have mine, that of my children, that of my grandchildren, and their grandchildren. 55 years? My mother is older than that. But don't tell her I told you that. We will never give up the right of return. We will always stand up for the rights of the Palestinian refugees. These go hand in hand. We will no longer use them as political cards, but see them as the warriors leading the battle they have always fought. We cannot fight for those who cannot fight for themselves, but we can support them in their struggle and continue to struggle with them, hand in hand. Let us see in them human beings who dream and have nightmares. Let us stand up for the Palestinian refugees in Canada who came here seeking protection and not send them back to a life of persecution. I'll just end by asking the question, how do we do it? How do we face this new overwhelming reality? where Palestinian refugees are facing these difficult conditions that are being spread all over the world. The Palestinian refugees have always been defined as a stateless people, which they are. However, they are also children of the world. We could look at it this way. Let us see in our weakness our strength. We have erased the borders of countries from the map. We are people with hundreds of nationalities, but only one identity, the Palestinian identity, which we have preserved and will continue preserving as it is the key for the right to return to Palestine. United, we will not be defeated, but how do we unite? We live in different camps, different countries, different circumstances. We are so disconnected from one another. This is where we need to put all our efforts in defending the right of return. We need to continue to build a strategy, a concrete and long-term strategy to defend this right in action and not just word. Our disunity is the oppressor's unity. Our non-existence is our oppressor's existence. Our right of return is our oppressor's nightmare and defeat. We need to remember that we are one people fighting for one cause, fighting for one justice and one dream, but not just in word and actions. We will fight against injustice wherever it may be, and we will fight for our people, the Palestinian refugees, wherever they may be, in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, or even here in Canada. The right of over 100 Palestinian refugees to live in dignity and freedom, we will fight for. By reconnecting our realities back to the root cause of this disconnection, that is the process of ethnic cleansing of our people, we will not only support and fight for the right of return of the refugees and all of their other basic rights and needs, but we will guarantee them and put an end to their oppression, only to continue fighting for the oppressed. Thank you.